On Monday, the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be observed across the country. Often, it's celebrated with music. In Columbus, Ohio, conductor and music teacher Anthony McDonald has put together a catalog of mostly classical pieces written in honor of Dr. King. McDonald brought in a stack of recordings, some rare ones, queued up to favorite parts of his favorite pieces, like this one from Duke Ellington's symphonic poem, Three Black Kings.
It's kind of a gospel rhythm, and he doesn't write a lot of gospel, but he used it in this case, I think, very typical of Martin Luther King's influence and the type of music that people aspire to write in honor of him.
Dr. McDonald, has Martin Luther King Jr. been celebrated in every form of music? I mean, classical, pop, jazz?
I'm not so sure about bluegrass and country. But yes, certainly gospel, that's what most of the Martin Luther King concerts that are given around the country are gospel concerts. Many jazz concerts, and I'm glad that classical music too has weighed in. Frequently they employ vocal soloists or chorus, and this way they can actually quote Dr. King.
Could you play an example of that for us?
I think the best example would be New Morning for the World by Joseph Schwantner. And in this piece, it's written for narrator and orchestra. And he actually quotes Martin Luther King from several of his great speeches. You can almost feel the drama of him being in the room.
If the inexpressible cruelties of slavery could not stop us, the opposition we now face will surely fail. We will win our freedom, because the sacred heritage of our nation and the eternal will of God are embodied in our echoing demands.
A passage from Joseph Schwantner's New Morning for the World. We heard it performed by the Oregon Symphony. Raymond Bazemore, the narrator. Anthony McDonald, tell us the circumstances of the composition of that piece. But I know it was first performed in 1983.
Yes, and it was commissioned by Willie Stargell. The story goes, and I remember reading this when it came out and thinking, this is wonderful. Willie Stargell, the famous captain of the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 1980s, when he retired, was looking for a piece to do on his lecture circuit. And he wanted something very dramatic and something that referenced Dr. King. And so this piece was written for him as the narrator.
I wonder how many pieces have been written in honor of King. I mean, I know there have been for Lincoln. There certainly have for John F. Kennedy. But does King top the list?
By far. I actually have cataloged 100 pieces that have been written in honor of Dr. King. And my catalog also includes works in honor of Lincoln and Kennedy, 20 each about for those great men. But for King, 100 pieces I have listed here.
And why would that be?
Perhaps it was the times. I think composers wrote many works within the first few months of his death. Many new works came out. I don't know if they had been planned or if they had just suddenly occurred to these composers they had to write something, but it was an amazing outpouring of creativity based on this tragic event. And it has continued, of course, the holiday, making Martin Luther King's birthday a holiday in the mid-80s, helped inspire more works and gave a platform for performing those works. I think this is a very exciting work. This is by Oscar Morowitz, who's a Canadian composer. It's called Memorial to Martin Luther King, and it's an all-instrumental piece. It's written for cello, solo, and orchestra. And I think the fact that it's written by non-American and that it has a cello solo, so it gives an orchestra an additional type of piece to play on a Martin Luther King concert. We have a section here from the Funeral March.
Looking through some of the listings in your catalog, it's really too bad to see how few of these memorial pieces have been recorded. And I wonder how often they've been performed after the first commission or, you know, sort of the first flourish.
I'm glad to say that because Martin Luther King concerts have been continuing for a number of years, that's increased the demand for new pieces or to find old pieces. But but you're right. Very few actually have been recorded. There are many that I've never heard.
Could you please pick one more piece of music that we might listen to together?
Yes, I'd be glad to. This is from Richard Blackford. It's really an oratorio. There are singers who portray characters, including King himself and Coretta Scott King and J. Edgar Hoover, for that matter. We will hear the section from the speech, How Long, Not Long.
How long will it take for justice to prevail? I tell you today, it will not be long. How long, not long, no lie can live forever. How long, not long, you shall reap what you sow.
The music by Richard Blackford, lyrics by Maya Angelou, King, A Musical Testimony. Dr. Anthony MacDonald, who was the performer there? Who was the singer?
The great baritone, bass baritone, Simon Estes.
You know, we said the lyrics were by Maya Angelou. The thing that strikes me is that passage was literal King. And the rhythms of his words, the rhythms of his speech and his own language would prompt music, of course. In a way, these are the perfect settings.
Yes, a great speaker, and of course, rhythm is always a part of great speech. So I'm not surprised at all how many people have found inspiration in taking his words and putting them to music.
Dr. Anthony MacDonald, editor of the Catalog of Music, written in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's birthday will be observed on Monday.